Now it's on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Our newbie, Maeve, has 3. Adam has 3. And Helen has 1.
Oh, my goodness. Helen, you're in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. On Sunday, President Trump tweeted another attack on Attorney General Blank.
Jeff Sessions.
Right. During congressional hearings on Wednesday, the heads of social media sites Twitter and Blank defended their companies.
Twitter and Facebook.
Right. This week, Ayanna Pressley won a primary victory over a 10-term incumbent, Michael Capuano, for a House seat in Blank.
In Massachusetts.
That's right. On Thursday, the Blanks announced they were abandoning their newly announced Best Popular Film category.
The Oscars.
Right. A man in Indianapolis called the police this week to complain that his neighbor blanked.
Was mowing the lawn naked?
No, he called police to complain that his neighbor had changed her Wi-Fi password and he can no longer steal her Wi-Fi. This week, millions of items were destroyed after a fire consumed the National Museum of Blank.
Brazil.
Right. Best known for films like Smokey and the Bandit and Boogie Nights, actor Blank passed away at the age of 82.
Burt Reynolds.
Right. This week, a man in Texas was taken to the hospital after he threw an axe at a train and it blanked.
Hit the tires?
No. He threw the axe at the train and it bounced off and hit him in the head. According to police, the man was standing near the tracks around midnight when he hurled his axe at an oncoming train, as one does. The weapon hit the side, rebounded, flew back to the man, hitting him in the head.
What?
This is the deodorant that you were talking about.
Yeah, apparently.
Bill, how did Helen do in our quiz? I thought pretty well.
Yeah, she's climbing back. She got 6 right, 12 more points, a total of 13, and the lead.
Well done. All right. We now have a tie. Adam, we flipped a coin, and Adam has elected to go next, so fill in the blank, Adam. This week, former Arizona Senator John Kyle was appointed to fill Blank's seat.
McCain.
Right. Following an uproar from other attendees, the New Yorker canceled Blank's headlining appearance at their Ideas Festival.
Steve Bannon.
Right. On Monday, a judge in Blank sentenced 2 journalists from Reuters to 7 years in prison for reporting on the Rohingya crisis.
I don't want to say Burma, but that's wrong.
Well, it's
Myanmar.
Myanmar. And after an investigation, Ottawa police concluded that Blank was not a danger to the public.
Beavers.
An old van with the words free candy written on the side.
Oh, my God.
Russia's space agency said they're weighing the possibility that someone intentionally caused the oxygen leak in the Blank.
The ISS, the space station.
In an attempt to make their fish seem more fresh, a market in Kuwait was caught blanking.
Putting googly eyes on the fish.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Adam.
I knew that one, too.
I'll have 2 pounds of your wackiest halibut, please. The owners have apologized. They promised not to do it again. But they did breathe a sigh of relief that health inspectors did not notice that all of their chicken breasts were wearing falsies. Well, how did Adam do in our quiz?
Well, the pressure is building. He got 5 right, 10 more points, 13, which ties.
All right.
Helen.
So how many does Maeve need to walk in here and win the first time out?
Well, she needs 5 to tie, so she needs 6 to win.
All right, here we go, Maeve. This is for the game, fill in the blank. On Tuesday, Robert Mueller's team said they would accept some written answers from Blank on his campaign's ties to Russia.
The president.
Right. On Monday, Nike
president
announced...
President Clinton.
On Monday, Nike announced that former 49ers quarterback Blank would be one of the faces of their new ad campaign.
Colin Kaepernick.
Right. Meteorologists are predicting that the first major Blank of 2018 could hit the U.S. as early as next week.
Snowstorm?
No, not that bad. Hurricane. On Wednesday, Kim Jong-un said he was ready to accept stronger measures to curb his country's Blank program.
Haircut?
Nuclear. On Tuesday, online retail giant Blank became the second company to reach a valuation of $1 trillion.
Amazon.
Right. A burglar who stole 8 shoes from a store in Virginia this week was likely disappointed when he discovered Blank.
That he had no legs.
No. Oh, my God.
When did that happen?
This is so disappointing.
That day, he was disappointed when he discovered that all the shoes he had stolen were all for the right foot.
But at least they weren't for the wrong foot.
That's true. Bill, did Maeve do well enough to win?
She got 3 points.
Well, there you are.
Does that mean I won?
No, not exactly. She got a total of 9, which means our 2 13s are the winners.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.